Hi, it's Phil Hendry, all of the voices and characters and all of the people and things and places that you're going to go to on this show today are created by me.
Thank you, and this is Margaret Gray, and again, I don't think I'll ever get comfortable with that beginning, everyone knowing that I'm a voice. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry. You don't stare at me like that.
Just waiting for you to move on here.
Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Baby Metal and Gimme Chocolate.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And this is General Galen Shaw. Welcome to the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here then, Phil Hendry.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. I'm wondering when we're going to get over all of this.
When we're going to get over all of this, Phil, all the voices you hear are me. And then along comes Margaret, and I'm all of a sudden standing there for all the world with it hanging out.
Not yet. Now, Margaret, you're not headstuck.
Excuse me, I'm not done. You can turn this crap down, this wonderful, youthful music.
Everybody knows you hate it.
I don't hate it. It's crap when it is filling my ears and not the sound of my own voice. By the way, there is this Neil Farage there in front of the EU, and he thinks he's all this, doesn't he?
Well, this guy, Farage, he's giving garbage to all these EU members of, you know, this guy's going to wind up eating he's going to have both feet.
All right, you were going to say?
I was going to say that when I come on here.
Every morning, the same thing. Every day.
Do you mind?
Yes, I do mind. Every day, I was caring about the fact that Mr. Ernie says he got a voice, and you come on and go, oh, I got it hanging out and everything.
Well, you do talk about it hanging out.
I'm saying that when Phil says he's doing the voice and then I come on to introduce the program, I'm standing here, I turn around, I lift my skirt and I let it hang out. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, just let it...
Do you want us to give the job to somebody else?
What job are you talking about?
To introduce the program.
That's my job, my friend. You stay away from that.
All right, well then you're going to have to get used to the idea that you're a voice that I do. You're a made-up person. You have a pretty good life for a made-up person, don't you?
I don't like the whole idea of a made-up person. You know, I've got to talk to people out there. I go into the store, I go into different places, and people say, hi, Margaret, you're a made-up person.
Well, you don't really.
I don't really, but I'm giving it the
You give them the backstory like you do.
Yes, I'm giving it the backstory like I do.
It's not going to change. It's not, I got to tell people I'm doing your voice. I got to tell people that you people are me.
I think you give us enough due respect. I feel like I have a full, rich life, so long as you let me have one.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know what? All of you, you're going to find out just what kind of sheep you are. Have you ever heard this term, sheeple? Yeah, I bet you haven't. I'll bet you haven't heard that word.
Are you kidding me? I hear the word sheeple all the time, man. I do on a tweeter.
Yeah, go on a tweeter, everybody talk about being a sheeple.
What was a sheeple?
Sheeple is people who are sheep.
Well, all of you here are sheeple. If you're going to buy Phil Hendry's line of reasoning, which is, I give you a good life, so why don't you just go ahead and go around back and eat the garbage out of the trough?
Oh, Margaret, give it a rest.
So why don't you go on strike or something, okay? Why don't you walk out? Why don't you just quit? Why don't you just...
One thing I can do is I can deny you the right to use my voice.
No, you can't. I can make you do anything I want you to do. So just, you know, I tell you what, I'm now going to give you the freedom to quit.
I don't want to quit. I want to, you know what, I'm going to see this through, and I'm going to...
Yeah, what? Make life hell for him.
I'll make life, excuse me for a minute. You made me do that.
Well, she just belched.
Yeah, all right, so that was very ladylike. Welcome to the program.
You know what, Phil? I've got more to say about this.
If I let you. Welcome to the program, folks.
Oh, how I hate it so.
Welcome to the program.
Well, I'll just tell you that I like what you're doing with the show. Whatever it is she's... You know, I don't think you agree. You don't agree. What am I doing anyway? I'm babbling.
Yeah, I'm having you babble because I'm looking for... Oh, here it is.
You had me babbling. You made me look like a jackball on wheels.
I had to have you babble because I was looking for this. Yes, here it is. I want to remind all of you that on Friday night, as you know, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv at 8 o'clock. We have Greg Hahn, and we also now have James Adamian, and that is going to be fantastic. And 8 o'clock Friday night, Hollywood Improv in the lab, all right? So come on by and enjoy the show. First Friday of every month through the end of the year, we're going to have the Hollywood Improv Lab. And then we're hoping, as I was mentioning earlier on in the program, that we're hoping following San Francisco Sketch Fest and a couple of shows we're going to do in San Francisco, we'll go to Florida, go to Miami, go to Tampa, and go to New York.
So this is for sure.
Not for sure. That's my hope.
Yeah, man, that'll be fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, that'll be one. That'll be a great trip.
It'll be a fantastic trip. And, of course, this month of June is our BSP promo, which is you guys, you good people, will do a character voice. You'll do your own voices for people's messages, right?
Well, yes. What we'll do is if you get a year's subscription to a Backstage Pass and you request, for instance, me, Margaret Gray, I'll do a message for your voice machine. And, Bud?
Yeah, same thing with me or a general or Robert or Ted Bell or Lou Bozell.
Who is Lou Bozell?
I mean, I'm sorry, Steve Bozell.
Jay Santos. Of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a lot of people.
Right, and Larry Grover.
Yeah, Larry Grover, Gloria Grover.
And Ed Elcott, right?
Well, I don't know if Dr. Elcott will allow himself to be used in such a perverse... Oh, God, do you think he'd allow himself to be used in such a perverse manner?
All right, look, at Elcott is... If he's got his head jammed way, way up there, that's his problem.
I don't think that's having your head jammed up there. I think that's looking to protect your brand, okay? You know what I mean by brand, right, Phil?
Yes, I know what you mean by brand. So,
all right, Phil, you don't have to... The brand is a very important thing.
What do you mean by brand, Mr. Gray?
You know, the brand...
Excuse me, I think he asked me. The brand is your brand, Robert. That is the brand that you go out...
Yeah, like when they brand a cow?
No, not when they brand a cow. It is when you... Your brand is what people know you for. You see, and that is what this am... Not am, but is all about.
All right, so whatever that is.
What do you mean, whatever that is?
All right, so you're going to be doing, I'll do a character voice. I'll do my voice for any message.
All right, so if you want any of those guys doing messages for you, any recorded messages for you, get a year's subscription to the Phil Hendry Show, and you have access to Margaret, to Ted, to you know, all those cats, man. Gloria Grover, Larry Grover, to Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, to God knows. Dr. Ron Tarner, to Father James McQuarters, to William Brown, to Dr. Arthur Barnes, to Ed Elcott, to Gene Jabel, to Pete Bone. You got it all, and you got it there, and it's a beautiful thing here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So that is our promotion for the month of June. Now, that will end. Good Lord, that's going to end on Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's the last day of June. So you better get your requests in now while the getting's good.
Exactly. Okay, sports fans, let's do it, baby. Let's take a look and see what the... Whoa, wait a minute. What is that?
Oh, I like this. This is Wake Up by Fetty Wap.
Yeah. All right, so it's time now, I should say, to check out the traffic. Here is Bob Bakian with the traffic.
I call it the Prophet Freeway right now. I got to tell you what, Z-Bop. And the Z-Bop and the Reef-Bop has already told me, and I've got to beat the bear of bad tidings. You're going to have it handy. You're going to have your hand on it for the rest of the morning. That's right, the rest of the morning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, Bill Brother is my team, and you're up team. You're up all that Oval team, too. So the rest of the morning, you're going to have that, and right down here, the 405, it's going to be blocked up and stabbed up a lot then. Jacked up, backed up, lacked up, and blocked in like some meant coming out of there. A little bit about the drive by. Here is Skyboy right now, Skyboy.
Hello, Bob. I'm going to Well, first guy, you're lame, and you get lamer all the time at your bank. But it's your baby, so you have to hold time. So I'm going to avoid Skybaby Sweet Pants. I don't know what that is. Ha 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 ha. That's a go 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 go?
I think so.
I'm going to find out, I think. So they put the go 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 go
go
That hurts.
Every kind of tequila is not Worcester's tequila, because every kind of tequila isn't brewed, home cookins and home drippins for 5 consecutive years, sucked right out of the cactus and put right into the bottle. There's no middleman. Worcester's tequila is even better than that. Made by an old German family that drove the peasant Mexicans off their ranch, they moved in, they started changing everything, brewing beer, wearing all of the lederhosen, and bothering everyone in the neighborhood, and they make now some of the finest tequila you're ever going to have. You can have it, they can have it, but not the Mexicans. Worcester's tequila tequila. It's Nazi tequila for a new day, a new tomorrow, and a new tequila. Worcester's Tequila. Only the Aryan race can drink it. Yes, Worcester's Tequila in the distillery there in the Jalisco state is the kind of thing that I've dreamt of all my life. Only a white man gets to drink it. Hello, everybody. My name is Bell Howell. You know me from the great western Sag Me and the other great western that I did, which is called Saddlebags Hanging From My Thing. Well, I'll tell you, when I get off the set, I gotta have something sweet. I gotta have something that's potent, and I need for that stuff to get me really, really gone fast. Worcester's Tequila. Worcester's Tequila. The tequila only a white man can drink. Worcester's Tequila. Made by real krauts.
Bong, bong, bong. Making your home bright as can be. It's the way you'd like it to be. Bong, 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 bong.
Scrub your sink and make that toilet look shiny, bright, new. It's called Clean-Obe. Clean-Obe is the orb that you put right in the tub and make it just begin to permeate everything around it until things glow. Things are glowing, not radioactive. No, 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 no. We wouldn't harm you that way. But it heats the room up until all of the bad stuff just drips away, fries away, and it's gone. All of the microbes, all of the filthy bacteria, all the filth, the grime, the dirt, and the wretched stink that you and your people bring into my neighborhood. That's right, Clean Orb. The Clean Orb. Stick it right there in the toilet, put it right there in the tub, put it right there in the tank, and let that whole thing blast away the stink that you've brought into my neighborhood. Clean Orb. Get it now at Rothiger's Discount Drugs. Hey, everybody, this is Rick Peterbaugh along with Jack Kilcatton, and we do the play-by-play of the Lowbrow Rangers every day, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock at night. Whether they're playing or not, we'll be out here doing play-by-play. That's the Lowbrow Rangers. Me, Eric Peterbaugh, and him, Jack Kackenlaken. And we are... Did I get your name right?
Don't matter to me.
He's an alcoholic. The Lowball Rangers tomorrow night against the Buffalo Snide here at 8 o'clock.
Phil.
Yeah! Jesus Christ, Henry, give it a rest, will you? Why don't you act your age?
Ah, yes, act my age. Yeah, Mr. Henry is talking about it on a pre-show.
I heard what you said. I thought it was very well spoken, Phil, but you're not going to actually say that on the air, are you?
I most certainly am going to say it on my air. I'm going to say it right here.
What do you mean, your air? This is my air, too.
All right, our air. I'm going to say I listen to that music. What is it with you guys anyway? What is it? There's a certain age you're supposed to listen to this. A certain age you're supposed to listen to this. As I said during the pre-show.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we're going to have to settle in. This is going to take some time.
Oh, well, excuse me. I don't want to bore you to tears.
No, no, go ahead. I want to hear this again.
I'm not going to take that long. I'm just going to say, excuse me, I have to belch.
What is it that you are eating that you're making all of us experience?
I don't know. I didn't have that. I had a... veggie patties or something.
Ah, gee, those veggie patties, Henry. I'll bet you think you're eating something healthy. Those veggie patties, you're going to turn into one of those things.
Yeah, then what are you going to do?
What do you mean, then what am I going to do?
I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you listen to music. I listen to what I want to listen to. Now, it doesn't make any difference to me what a man does with his life. When some guy says to me, why don't you act your age? Why don't you listen to the music? Why else do that? You're trying to be young again? That guy who says that to me is the kind of guy who is locked into his persona. He's locked into the music that he listens to. He's too scared to do anything else.
Now, that's a very interesting point of view. I don't think it's quite fair.
I think it's absolutely fair. Any guy that comes at you in a rather hostile way about your music choices at a certain age in life, like, who cares, really, right? And I've had this happen to me, is himself scared to death of doing anything other than what's expected of him. You know, there's personas. There's personas, you know.
Oh, Phil, I know there are personas, but when you say persona, you...
Persona is the face you put on for the world. And we have many different personas. We have many different personas. And one of the problems that I learned this from my marriage, I learned this, I went into all kinds of counseling and therapy and try to get my freaking brain straightened out. And the therapist I was with told me something. I thought this was fantastic. She said...
You got a female therapist? God, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, but that is like, you want to have an affair with her or something?
What kind of a question is that?
You're not going to have an affair just because it's a female.
Well, a lot of guys do.
Well, were you, you know...
No, she was 30, 40 years older than me. What my therapist said was...
What was her name?
I'm not telling you. How about that?
Oh, Jesus H. Phil.
Oh, there's not a chance on earth now with your weird questions you're asking me. Anyway... She said to me, you know, the big mistake that most people make, she said, I'll narrow it down to men. Because women do the same thing. So the biggest mistake that a man makes is when he's with a woman, he stops being himself and he becomes the boyfriend.
Because that's the persona.
That's the persona. We all have the dad persona, the boyfriend persona, the son persona. Then there's who we are. Then there's the authentic us. There's the guy, the woman, whoever we are. And we just do our thing, right? But when we hook up with somebody, we suddenly, okay, well, I better. I remember this happened to me in my marriage. I remember I got married and I said, okay, well, now I'm married. So now I need to be a husband and I need to be a father and I need to be a...
So you stopped being the carefree, fun-loving weirdass that you were.
Yeah. Stop being a weird ass.
Why don't you shut your... Hey, come on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bud's right. Yeah, I was a carefree weird ass. And I, when I got married, I thought, well, I better, you know...
Thought you had to batten down the hatches, huh?
Yeah, you do. You start thinking seriously. I see it happen to all kinds of guys. I saw it happen to a friend of mine, man. This guy just got married like 2 years ago. This cat was a partier. He was just a good, you know, dude. He's a session engineer. So he records music. And when he got married and he had a son, all of a sudden, okay, I got to raise my son the right way. They moved out of L.A. because they thought, well, we can't raise a son here. I said, why the hell can't you? Well, like, come on, Phil, are you kidding? I said, what are you talking about, man? I, you know, grew up in the L.A. area. Well, you know. So he moved back to his home state, which is Minnesota. They bought a beautiful home. I'm not saying what he did was...
This is the couple that bought the home on the lake and so on.
Yeah, they got a big, beautiful home on the lake. They're going to raise their son back there with all of his cousins, and it's going to be good old, the life.
Well, you know, so a lot of guys that do that, like that guy you're talking, maybe that's the way that guy wants to be. You think he's being something weird.
Yeah, what about that, Mr.? Maybe he's being authentic. Yeah, maybe that's the authentic guy.
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe it is. And maybe it ain't. Maybe that's what he thinks he's got to do now that he's married. So all I'm trying to say is, that's the deal. And so, I don't know how the hell we got in this conversation.
Well, I'll put back a lot of things we got in this conversation, get sidetracked.
Well, I know that, we've got, is it Stephen Bozell or is on here?
Oh, we got Bob Green over there on the, line four, right?
Yeah, Bob Green's gonna join us here on a show, and matter of fact, Mr. Green has been playing a little bit of golf himself with Frank Gray.
I know, Bob, if you're there, Bob, I know that you and Frank, got a couple of rounds in over at Brookside, right?
We did, Margaret, and Frank's over here.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Frank. We wanted to talk to Bob about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Yeah. Well, you go ahead and talk to him, and then we can...
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'm right over here with Frank Gray, Phil, and we're out at beautiful Brookside here in Pasadena, right off of the Rose Bowl, and about ready to hit. You're up, sir.
You cunt.
Boy.
Could you ask Frank to watch his language?
They want you to watch your language, Frank. Phil, it's great to be with you. Let me just go ahead and hit here. Up, where'd it go?
About 20 yards.
Are you used to golfing, Bob, or...
I haven't really golfed before in my life, but I'm out here because I'm networking. You know, that's what you do. And I'm up here in the L.A. County area, usually down in Orange County, but I'm networking.
All right, well, just don't let anybody rush you, and just do what you got to do.
Am I up?
Yeah, you're up. You only went 20 yards. I only have... Hey, Phil?
Yeah, Frank?
She only hit it 20 yards.
I don't like that she stuff either.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I only went another 50 yards.
Let me ask you something. Are those are the arms you're going to use?
Yeah, these are... What is that supposed to mean?
You've got kind of little arms. All right.
Hey, Bob, if you know what? You should just have him... You should just sit out this hole.
Well, I'm going to sit this hole out. I'm going to sit this hole out. So...
If that's... it's going to be a long day for you, Bob, if that's... Have you ever golfed before?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's going to be a long day for you, man, if all you're doing is hitting at 20 yards, you know?
I didn't like the crack about my arms.
All I said was, are those the arms you're going to be using?
Yes, they're my...
Let me have the... Bob, it's Margaret Gray.
Yes.
Let me talk to Frank.
Your wife.
What's he want? Uh-huh.
Look, Frank, don't give the man... He hasn't played golf before. Don't give him a hard time.
If you don't mind, I'm trying to give her some pointers, okay? Maybe I can turn her into a good golfer, okay? I mean, I like her as a man, but as a golfer, she's no good. Just if you don't mind, let me deal with her.
So anyway, I'm going to set up the whole film. Caitlyn Jenner, as you know, the 40th anniversary, Phil, is coming up. for Caitlyn Jenner's gold medal that she won in beautiful Montreal.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, that's right. I remember Caitlyn Jenner. What happened to her?
What happened to her? I thought you had...
No, just don't. He doesn't get gender confused when it's a transsexual, when the person is gay. There's a few provisos in that.
What are you talking about? Caitlyn Jenner. You know who Caitlyn Jenner is, right?
Yeah, I know who Caitlyn Jenner is. Caitlyn Jenner used to be Bruce Jenner. I remember her. But Caitlyn Jenner, now I know her, too. I mean, it's both the same guy. But when Bruce Jenner was running, I remember her. Fantastic. But then Caitlyn Jenner came on the scene, which is Bruce Jenner, and she's great, too.
So, anyway...
You look a little irritated.
I am, if you don't mind. Anyway, we're going to be celebrating at Fraser Foods by giving away replica gold medals that Caitlyn Jenner won at the Montreal Games. And we're going to be, you know, giving those away and, you know, with... I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to come up with some kind of a deal because I really need to get myself squared away on the whole, you know, being more of a good friend of the gay community after making those cracks that I did during a gay pride parade.
What happened?
That's why I'm golfing with her. I'll take over. Bob was out at the gay pride parade down in Orange County, and apparently she was laughing and drinking, and when a group of gay men went by wearing chaps, Bob started doing a little Dale Evans or whatever it was.
I did kind of a Roy Rogers Dale Evans thing.
Well, what does that mean, a Roy Rogers Dale Evans thing?
I started singing Happy Trails to You and spanking myself.
So she was acting like an ass. As a result of that, the gay community has called for a boycott of the Fraser Foods brand. And
yeah, the gay community has called for, but I can assure the gay community that I'm a friend to all gays.
Give me the phone if you don't mind. She's trying to grab the phone. The gay community called for a boycott of Bob Green's Fraser Foods, and so I said that Bob needs to do something that's friendly toward the gay community, and she decided that she'd have a Caitlyn Jenner Day and give away these facsimile gold medals.
Well, what do you think of that?
Well, can I just say something? Isn't he interviewing me?
Oh, that's right. Look, she wants to talk to you, Phil.
And I don't like that she thing, but anyway.
All right. So, Bob, let me say this to you.
I want to get this straight. You're giving away facsimile or replica medals of the gold medal that Bruce Jenner won in the 76 Olympics as a way of being friendly to the gay community. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, you're getting it correct. Well, you sound like it's some, you know, you're making it sound like I'm doing something weird.
No, I'm not. I don't think you're doing anything. Yet, I don't think you're doing anything weird. It doesn't sound all that great.
Well, look, Bob, what you're doing is... You are trying to honor the accomplishment of Bruce Jenner. He is a transgender, a transsexual, if you will. I don't know that it makes him gay, necessarily.
Well, I mean, it's a favor that I'm doing. Not a favor. It's a thing I'm doing to acknowledge the LGBT.
I mean, she's never been able to do LGBT.
What about the Q?
I don't know about Q.
LGBT's fine.
Yeah, it's something I'm doing for the LGBT.
LGBT. Don't get me pissed.
Hey, Frank, you know, it's something I'm doing for the LGBT community to say, hey, here's a facsimile of the gold medal that Caitlyn Jenner won, and you know that she used to be a guy, and...
What do you mean, you know she used to be a guy?
Is this the little spiel that he's going to be giving people, Frank?
I told her to give a spiel when she gives out one of these medals to say, this is Frank, excuse me, this is Bruce Jenner. What is your name?
Bob Green.
Oh. This is Bob Green, and we believe in the transgender LGBT, I'm sorry,
LGBT.
LG, what is with you?
You guys, man, every damn show that I do on this here network, you cats are blowing something.
What are you talking about, you cats, all right? I haven't been on your show in a week.
All right, so...
Besides, you're the one doing our voices all... Oh.
Well, she's got that right.
So,
Anyway, so LGBT.
So here's what you do, Bob. Thank you for shopping at Fraser Foods. May I offer you a facsimile gold medal, the very gold medal that Bruce Jenner, when she was a guy... And now she's a she. So she's completely changed her gender, and now she's a she.
Can I say that again?
Oh. This is a fax. Hold on, let me hit this. Who's away? Bob. Oh, you're away.
Oh, all right. I only went 10 yards.
Yeah, so I noticed. Bob, have you heard of bicep curls?
You know something? My arms are not that flimsy.
Yeah. All right, so we got to go down here.
All right, so what you're going to do is give this little spiel to... how do you know that it's just not for gay people, it's for everybody?
Yeah, it's for everybody. I'll say, in honor of Caitlyn Jenner...
don't forget to say, back when she was a man, her name was Bruce Jenner. And back then, she was one of the top, you know, decathletes.
Yeah, I'll give it. I'll say, this is to honor Caitlyn Jenner, back when she was a... What? When she...
Never mind, Bob. You know he has the gender confusion.
No, I know that, but just back...
Back when she was a guy, and back then, she was a great athlete.
Take it easy, will you, Gray?
I think you're driving me nuts! Who's away? All right, you're away. Oh, man, 10 more yards. At this rate, you're never, ever going to finish playing golf. Bob, just put it up for the day, okay? Go ahead, get in the cart.
Hey, wait a minute.
Get in the cart, sit there. Nah, she ain't playing no more. All right, let's see. What a piece of shit that was. Man, he plays better than you. Bullshit. All right.
Okay, so Bob, when does this promotion start?
Who's that?
It's Phil.
Oh, yeah, the promotion starts next week. In honor of Caitlyn Jenner, 40th anniversary of the gold medal that he won when it was a he.
No. This is the 40th anniversary medal that was won by Caitlyn Jenner when she was a she. Okay?
When she was a she?
Yes. Because back when Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce, she used to be a she. Now, and then she became a her.
You know what, Frank? One of these days, somebody's going to understand what you're saying, and then they're going to realize that you should have been euthanized years ago. I'm Bob Green.
Hey!
But I had to take a 7-iron to your little tiny head.
So, Phil...
Well, look, good luck with that promotion.
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. And as far as you're concerned, I'm going to sit here and watch you hack this course to pieces.
Hey, well, at least I'm not going and hitting it. Here, try and hit this one.
Watch this.
That went 50 yards. Ooh. All right, Phil.
All right, guys, have a good time. And, Bob, we look forward to the promotion. Caitlyn Jenner, huh? 40 years ago.
Yeah, back when she was a she.
No. Back when he was a he. No, I'm sorry. He used to be a she, and now she's she.
Thanks a lot.
You guys are dumb.
Frank, thanks. Thank Bob for us, and thank you very much.
Okay, Bob, thank you from my wife. He wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thank...
What? I don't want to have that guy on the show anymore.
Bob Green?
No, your husband. Back when she was a she, but she ain't a she anymore, she's a she.
Hey, look, Phil, you're the guy that has this guy out all the time while he's playing golf.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Guy's playing golf.
Hey. Be right back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff Dowder, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. What was Jeff Dowder doing? He's going to read from his Twitter feed for us.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Every time it rain, pennies from heaven. Don't you know which cloud will bring penny from heaven?
I'm Bob Penny, and I come from Heaven, Wisconsin. Pennies from Heaven is a ladies' clothing store like none you've ever seen in your life. We have bags, we have jock straps, and we've got big, beautiful cherry boxes that you can stick your head in, and you can find yourself a new way of living and breathing. Pennies from Heaven is a new way for women to shop. We've got pants, shoes, girdles, panties, all kinds of outdated and outmoded equipment, things that you wouldn't wear on a bet, right here at Pennies from Heaven. Pennies from Heaven also has the corduroy pants, female helmet. I don't know what any of this stuff is. My wife ordered all of it. At Pennies from Heaven, I'm Bob Penny from Heaven, Wisconsin. We'll see you there.
Every time rain, Penny Heaven.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Matheson. It's Music City.
Thanks, Johnny. At Clyde Wallach's Music City. Wait a minute. It's a time warp.
Every time it rain, Penny Heaven.
Hey, Mom, I really want to get a good sandwich this time out. What about Himmler's House of Meats? Has it gotten any better over there?
Himmler's House of Meats is now shipping its beef in from Canada. It's not Mad Cow no more.
Himmler's House of Beefs has bologna, salami, all the good stuff that I like.
And Himmler's House of Meats is also very fairly priced. So we can get that beef, cut it up, eat it, get rid of it before it goes nuts.
Mad Cow? Not anymore. There's no Mad Cows at Himmler's House of Beef. Himmler's House of Meats. Himmler's. Himmler's House of Beef. Himmler's House of Meats. Himmler's House. Himmler's House of Meats. Beef. 2515 Salong Way in Poyton. Hi, my name's Donald Trump, and you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show on the Phil Hendry Show Network, philhendryshow.com, and Phil Hendry Show Excalibur. Hendry Radio.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder is joining us from the beautiful city of Temple City, California. Jeff, I understand you're doing a little bit of a science project for everyone there.
Well, it's not really a science project or anything, but that's a really good band, by the way. It's called...
That's 23 faces, 33 fists. Oh, 33... I don't know what it is.
Oh, is it 36 crazy fists?
It might be 36 crazy fists, and then again, it might be 22 baby faces. Oh, it's periphery.
What?
Never mind.
Well, so anyway, what we're going to be doing is it's me. I mean, Toby Bo helped me out. I just had him go and look at my Twitter feed. Hey, turn it down, man, will you? Turn it down. I had him look at my Twitter feed, and it's really interesting, Mr. Henry. Have you ever looked at your Twitter feed, like what you was doing 5 years ago today or 1 year ago today or anything like that?
Yeah, occasionally I do. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I look back at my Twitter feed, and I thought this would be a very, very interesting newspaper column or something to do, you know, where you could look at your Twitter feed and go, oh, wow, here's what I done did last year. Here's what I done did the year before, and so on and so forth, you know.
What do you mean, done did? Why don't you guys talk like you at least got out of kindergarten?
I'm sorry, but I mean, that's how I've learned how to say it. So what I did was I looked back 5 years ago today.
All right, so this is this 5 years ago or is it...
I started out a year ago, but when you read it on a Twitter feed, it looks like it's 5 years ago and then 4 years ago and then 2 years ago. You know?
All right, Jeff, I have your Twitter account up here now. It's Jeff Dowder. And by the way, if anyone wants to follow Jeff Dowder, you can go to Jeff Dowder. That's twitter.com/ Jeff Dowder, JEFFDOW, two Ds, right?
Yeah, it's two DDR.
That sounds like it's three Ds.
No, man, it's D-O-D-O.
D-O-W-D-D-E-R.
Yeah, but it's also Jeff.
All right, so it's JEFFDOD. God damn it.
It's JEFFDOWDDER.
Yeah, that's it. 5 years ago, around this time is why I put, because I don't even know if it's really this date, but like today is June the 22nd, or no, it isn't. It's June today. All right, today's June 29th. 5 years ago, around June 29th, this is what I tweeted. I just saw a cop give the correct legal answer if cops ask you if you killed a guy. You're supposed to say, according to the law and stuff like that, I guess, yes. So
Wait. What was that?
I said, I just saw a guy give the correct legal answer. If a cop asks you if you kill a guy...
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, according to the law and stuff like the law, yeah, okay, yes, I did.
What do you mean if a cop asks you if you killed a guy?
If a cop asks you if you killed a guy, what's the correct legal answer?
Well, how about if you just say, yes, I did?
No, because you don't... What do you want to do, man? Go to jail or something? You want to do it in the legalist way that you can.
Jeff, first of all, there's no way... If you killed a guy, you killed a guy. There's no way you're going to answer that question. Now, either you did it legally or you didn't.
Well, what do you mean, did it legally? I mean, give me a break.
If you killed a guy, you might have done it in self-defense. Or you might... You know, there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah, what about it?
Hey, Jeff, you can't be that dumb. So what's the upshot of this?
What do you mean dumb, man? If a cop asks you, hey, did you ever kill a guy? The correct legal phrasing is, I did, maybe, according to the law.
And what does, I'm sorry, my voice, and what does that buy you?
What does it buy you?
Jeff, you just want to, give us the answer. What does it buy you?
What it buys you is, the cop will say, oh, okay, so in other words, you did, but there may be some legal...
Yeah, there's legal slippage.
What do you mean about legal slippage?
That's when you can slip and slide around in it, and maybe you did, you know...
You mean slip and slide? Look, if you kill somebody, my fine feathered friend, there ain't no slipping and sliding. Either you did it illegally, either it was an illegal killing, or was it legal killing? Excuse me. Either was it illegal killing? Get me some water and get it now.
Yes, sir.
God damn it.
You were doing really good with that voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, General. It sounded pretty good.
What happened? Why is it drying out?
I have no ideas. Thank you. Either it was illegal killing or it wasn't.
Well, that's why I'm saying you let the cop make up his mind. So I said to a guy, I saw this guy goes, the cop goes, did you kill a guy and everything? And the guy goes, according to the law and stuff like that, I guess, yeah.
And what did the cop do?
He goes, okay, have a nice day, you know, and make sure you get your taillight fixed. And
Well, what is that supposed to, what was this about?
We got pulled over, okay? And
what do you mean, we?
Toby Bowe and I, remember Toby?
Yeah, thanks.
Toby was driving.
And so the cop asked Toby if he'd killed somebody.
Yeah, Toby, get over here, man.
Hey, Toby, it's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, what?
Did a cop ask you last year, 5 years ago, whatever it was?
Yeah, one thing.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Someone.
So the cop said to you, did you kill a guy?
Money.
And what'd you say?
Well, me.
Yeah.
You said, according to the law, and so what did he say?
Well, right.
Have a nice day.
What the hell? What are you talking to, an insect or something?
Give me a bow. Hey, man, that's Toby Bowe.
Oh, that's Toby Bowe, huh? What's he supposed to be, a praying mantis? All the guy's doing is, oh, man, I'm going to hurt someone.
All right, look. So Toby is still out walking around, so I assume that whatever he said to the cop was fine.
Yeah, you said you killed a guy, right? Yeah, but he said according to the law he did.
All right, let's get off of this before I go nuts. Now, what is the next entry that you have in your Twitter library there?
Well, I mean, so my life's my feed.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, 4 years ago this month sometime, here's what I tweeted. I tweeted 4 years ago, so that would have been...
That would have been 2012.
Yeah, it was in June of 2012 I tweeted this. I hear Van Halen sucked hard last night. I couldn't go because we had a gig. But I heard Van Halen blowed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. Toby's all upset.
Okay.
Yeah?
What about it? So Van Halen blew.
Well, what you don't remember is that was the summer that Van Halen got back together again.
Oh, I'd heard about that. That's right.
Yeah, Van Halen got back together to do that gig. And yeah, nobody got along or anything.
But now, what is Van Halen?
Van Halen's a very, very popular band from the 80s and 70s. And I guess part of the 90s, too. And they... And Van Halen broke up, and then they got back together again for a reunion tour, but it didn't go all that well.
Yeah, I mean, All right, so I got to slow down. Toby said to slow down. Give me a drink of water or something, man. Hey, Mr. Henry, remember that song? Cool water, water. You know that song?
Yeah.
We're going to do it. A Dark Horse is going to do it this weekend, Mr. Poos. Y'all come down and see the gig.
You guys are going to do that old cowboy song?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that song, Cool Water, away out west where the,
No. That's They Call the Wind Mariah. That's not water.
Well, it goes, cool water, water, water. You know that one?
Yeah, I know that one, man. You're going to do that.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Nothing. These cats are talking about... All right, so...
These cats... Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
I'm not these cats. I'm Margaret Gray, and I was talking about They Call the Wind Marie...
They Call the Wind Mariah.
Yes. That is a decidedly different song from Cool Water. That goes... La-da-da-da... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The rain is wet. The do-do-do. And they call the wind do-do-do. See?
That's beautiful, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
I didn't even hear that was a song. All I heard was da-do-da-do-do. But Toby said he liked it.
Thank you very much, Toby.
All right, so,
Phil's a little pissed.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Ernie. So, yeah, Van Halen.
No, I heard about that tour, and everything went south with who? Was it David Lee Roth?
Yeah, pretty much David Lee Roth and partially Eddie, too. You know, a lot of stuff's been going down. It's not too cool. And I'm not sure whether you know about it or not, Mr. Aaron, but recently, and you might have even have posted this on your Facebook page, but recently the word came down that Eddie Van Halen, he had given an interview with Boogie, I think he gave an interview with Boogie Meister Magazine, and...
Boogie Meister Magazine, which one's that? That's the guitar magazine!
Yeah, Boogie Meister's probably one of the top guitar magazines. And he gave an interview with Glibner magazine, okay?
Wait a minute, I thought he gave an interview to Boogie Meister.
No, I just said Boogie Meister is a top guitar magazine, but he gave his magazine.
Magazine?
Yeah, magazine, but he gave his to Glibner, okay?
And what is Glibner?
I think it's like a good housekeeping magazine or something. And
Wait, hold on for a minute. Eddie Van Halen
gave an interview to Glibner, man.
But what about Glibner? You talk about Boogie Meister.
Boogie Meister he didn't talk to.
So why'd you bring up Boogie Meister?
Because that's one of the top guitar magazines.
Well, isn't Eddie Van Halen supposed to be one of the top guitar players?
Yes, ma'am.
Then why didn't he talk to Boogie Meister?
I don't know, man. Why don't you read his mind and find out?
All right, so what did he say to Glibner?
He said to Glibner magazine that he considered himself to be the top magazine. I'm not the top magazine. He considered himself to be the top guitar player.
You know what? I really think you need a CAT scan. I really do.
General, I'm trying to...
No. You need a CAT scan and a full battery of neurological tests, because it sounds to me like you got a big grapefruit-sized tumor.
Oh, man.
All right. Just relax. What about it?
What about what?
What about Eddie Van Halen and Glibner?
Oh, yeah. Eddie Van Halen says to Glibner magazine that he, had to explain to Michael Anthony how to play bass guitar in every song. And Sammy Hagar...
Oh, wait, I heard about this.
Yeah, you heard about it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar said that Michael Anthony's one of the top bass players in rock and roll and that Eddie Van Halen was a double douchebag.
Yeah, talk about being a douchebag on that.
He was, man.
But from what I heard, it was a pretty cruel series of comments.
All right, so apparently Eddie Van Halen disrespected Michael Anthony.
Yeah, he did. He said that, and what Eddie Van Halen said...
I thought you were interviewing me, Mr. Henry.
You're right, go ahead.
What Eddie Van Halen said was that, well...
What, do you forget?
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen said that Michael Anthony was a great bass player, and that the only reason why Michael Anthony played one note...
That was it, yeah, it's like just going boom, 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 is because... If you did that, nobody would hear what a crap guitar player Eddie Van Halen was.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, man. I'm not kidding.
All right. Well, we're getting kind of sidetracked. But that's a nice little piece of information there to sort of go along with 2012, which was 4 years ago when Van Halen had that ill-fated tour.
Yeah. And so today, I mean, I don't know what, but the band's not together. But I think that was pretty uncool and not cool at all. All right, then 3 years ago next month, this is July, Mr. Henry, the number one employer in San Diego, the number one employer in San Diego is the zoo. The Dago is the zoo town, you know?
You got that right.
Yeah, so I sort of said that.
Okay, so that was how long ago?
That was 2013. 2 years ago in the year 2014, remember that song? In the year... 2525.
Oh, I love that song. That was Zager and Evans in the year 2525. If man is still alive.
Yeah, yeah. If woman can survive, they will find in the year. Man, it blew every forest creature. I'm telling you.
How dare you? That song was wonderful. It was wonderfully moving.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that song in the year 2525. Every time it came on, I wanted to go back to the year 1818. Just so they hadn't invented radios yet.
Love it! Love it! Ow!
Shut your mouth. You're disrespecting Zager and Evans.
Well, anyway, so that was in the year 2 years ago, 2014.
All right, so 2 years ago, 2014, what did you tweet?
I tweeted, I just double-checked. I ain't tweeted since last summer, but anyway, I'm tweeting from Brazil for the World Cup of America. USA 0, Germans 1. If you remember, Mr. Henry, I was down in Brazil for the World Cup.
You were. That's right.
Oh, I remember that, Jeff. And you were at the USA game.
Yeah. And guess what? This summer is going to be the Olympics. And guess where it's going to be? Guess what?
Guess what? What?
Guess what? This summer is going to be the Olympics. And guess what? Where's it going to be? Guess what?
Will you talk like a normal human being?
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just...
You want to say, guess what? The Olympics are going to be where?
I don't know. Yes, I do. They're going to be at...
They're going to be in Brazil.
God, man, I wanted to say it.
You're taking too much time saying it.
Anyway, They're going to be in Brazil, yeah.
All right, so it's kind of coincidental. It's synchronistic, if you will. And then finally, Jeff, 1 year ago, what did you tweet?
1 year ago, in the year 2015, I tweeted, there'd been a shark attack down on Blueberry Beach. And I mean, in
Orange County, God.
Yeah, in Orange County. They won't eat surfers. They don't eat a people. They'll take a taste to see if it's humanoid, and then that's it. So that's what I tweeted.
Well, so that, and this year we've had some shark attacks. Every summer we have shark attacks.
Well, I think that people do freak out and flip out and go all kinds of weird places with that.
All right, Jeff, very good. Good record keeping. I want you to keep on doing that. Maybe do it for next month, too.
Well, if I do it for next month, it would have to go back 5 years for next month.
Yes, that's the idea.
How about if I go back like 10 years?
There wasn't any Twitter 10 years ago.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, close, though.
It's close. I mean, Twitter. I joined Twitter in 2020.
22. You joined Twitter the same year I did, 2009.
Yeah, 2009, so.
All right, Jeff, that's very good. Thank you very much. Say thank you, Toby. And we'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, hey, Toby, they're going now.
I'm back.
Jeff Dotter and...
Boy, that kid, that Toby Bo, is a real weird ass. What's his story?
He's... Most of those guys are a little bit drug damaged in one way or another, you know.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico, Stephen Bozell. Coming up, man, to talk about Donald Trump's effeminate golf form. Uh-oh. Hey, listen, man, it is the final few days of our Big June promo. That is our Big June promo. So that you can have one of the many guests, one of the many people that we interview, one of the many members of our panel here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show do a voice message for you. Could be Margaret Gray, right, Margaret?
Well, I did do, I've been doing about 3 or 4 or 5 different voice messages here since we brought this promotion back. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is General Gavinshaw. I'll do them for you. As a matter of fact, I thought I had, was on the phone?
James McCorder.
I've got Father McCorder's on the phone. Father McCorder, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and how are you? And I understand that, we're going to be doing the voice promo again.
Yeah, that's right. And, boy, I started talking Irish myself.
How could you not? How do you not love the light, lilting sound of the Irish brogue? But for those of you out there that want to have me do a voice message for you, I'd be more than happy to, because it goes to a very good cause, and that's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. But you've got to get yourself a 1-year subscription to the Back Bay Pass.
No, it's not the Back Bay Pass. It's the backside. It's the,
Watch it.
The back... Door pass, right, Phil?
Backstage pass. So anyway, folks, all you have to do...
What a pain in the ass this guy is.
All you have to do is pick up a 1-year subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and then request a voice message from the guest or a panel member or character of your choice, and that will be done forthwith. From all of us to all of you at PhilHenryShow.com. Asking Alexandra. All right, let's see what we're going to do here on the Phil Henry Show. We have Stephen Bozell joining us from Corona, California. And Stephen is going to talk to us here for just a few minutes about Donald Trump. And, you know, we don't want to do a lot of politics, as you know, Steve. And so I don't want to get too heavy into the politics. Your comments are strictly about his golf game, right?
I mean, first thing I want to say, Mr. Henry, is I am a very, very big supporter of Donald Trump. And, you know,
and we understand that, Steve.
Yeah, and we don't bear you any malice for that.
I hope not. And Donald Trump's going to be the best. He'll be the best. Don't worry about it. He will be the best. That, wow. You know, you wait and see. You're going to love it so much. You're going to, this time next year, you're going to be in love with it.
Pretty sure, huh?
Well, General, I would think you, of all people, you're a retired military.
I didn't say anything. I'm not letting anybody know what I'm voting for.
Well, I've seen some of the tweets that you've done, and I don't think they've been very good.
Look, I'm a smartass, okay? You don't even know how I'm thinking about anything, so don't worry about it.
I wanted to let everyone know that in recent days, and the reason why I'm coming on your program, Mr. Henry, in recent days, there have been a lot of photographs that have arisen showing Donald Trump in his golfing, like I guess you'd say his golf swing.
Right.
And I don't think that, first of all, I don't think they should have been released.
I don't think they're the best ones. I also know there are people such as yourself, Mr. Hendry. I don't think you mean to be, you know, but I mean, you are looking for the most stupidest. You're looking for him to look so, God, you know.
So what?
What do you mean by see? You want him to look what?
You know, I'm saying, what are you saying?
You just said so what?
You said that I'm trying to make him look so.
I think you're trying to make him look so gay. And there's nothing wrong with being gay.
All right, if there's nothing wrong with being gay, then why are you bringing this up?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump everybody's trying to say that he's so tough.
Well, and Donald Trump is a very formidable man. Excuse me, he's a very formidable old man. And he's a man who I think people have to contend with. And when you purposefully scour the internet looking for pictures of him with a golf swing that looks like it's straight out of, you know, like a can-can act or something, straight out of a bathhouse, we got some very serious issues. And
I'm not looking for that at all. People are looking. Look, at any time anybody is got a lot of, especially just politicians and people like that who claim to be really athletic, people are going to look for photographs of them in their, you know, probably their most embarrassing stance. Well, I'm not looking to make him look bad.
Oh, that Mr. Ender, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's not true.
Phil, you know you're looking for those really goofy photographs.
Well, the one that I've taken exception to, Mr. Henry, that you put on your Twitter feed, speaking of Twitter, was a picture of Mr. Trump from the backside, and he's just swung the club, and his toes are turned in, his butt is huge, and he looks stupid. And his club's up in the air, and he looks stupid. And you put that, and you tweeted out, Donald Trump is taking a golf vacation so he can get away from how many times he's going to F up this week.
I heard you did that, Mr. Rennie. You did do that.
You really do that?
So? It's not that big of a deal.
Well, I don't know, Phil. It's kind of a slam.
It is a bit of a slam, Phil.
It's a very bit of a slam. You know, and
all right, so it's a slam. So what?
So I think it's cruel. I think it mocks the fat ass people, and I think it's bigoted toward fat. And excuse my language, but I don't have the big words, you know, like Mr. Trump. He's got words, man. He's got so many words, but I don't have them. So it
mocks fat people.
It mocks fat people, but it mocks fat people who got a big butt. It mocks the big butted ones. And I think that's wrong. And so all I'm saying is that I think at this time it doesn't, it's not respectful at all, Mr. Henry.
Well, you know, Stephen, I...
No, it's just not respectful at all.
I agree with you.
Oh, do you agree?
Yeah, I think that he's running for president of America.
Well, you know, in America's got a very deep and long tradition of political satire. Now, if Phil wants to...
What are you trying to make it sound like Phil's some kind of a big satirist or something?
Well, I mean, I ain't saying that. No one's going to say that. Henry's just barely hanging on as a humorist.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Well, I'm just... But the fact of the matter is, when you put a picture of Mr. Trump up on the Twitter, and he's got the ass on him, he's got the huge... His head, that picture, his head is one quarter the size of his ass. And I think that's... You knew that going in. You knew that going in.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know his head was one quarter the size of his ass. No.
But you could see it.
Well, I'll let people make up their own minds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want them to make up their minds. I'm asking you with all due respect to take it down.
No, I won't.
Oh, man. Are you?
You know, excuse me, Steve.
I'm talking to Mr. Henry.
No, excuse me, Steve, but Donald Trump hasn't removed any of his tweets.
Why has he got to remove his tweets? I mean, his tweets.
His tweets, huh?
His tweets.
That guy's got more tweets.
All right, I'm not going to get into why, but let's just say everybody, shall we say, that's ever used Twitter has got a whole lot of controversial stuff they probably never should have said. Mr. Trump is no exception. And if you want people to start deleting tweets, let's start over there.
I'm just asking you to please delete one tweet, and that's the picture of him from the backside where his ass is it's four times the size of his head.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you.
Oh, what?
Well, I heard that he called you a dick.
Yeah, I heard that too.
All right, Steve, apologize.
No, I will not. No, I will not.
What a pussy, man.
Well, get Mr. Henry won't put the picture down.
God damned. All right, dude, I'll delete it.
That's all I'm asking.
I'll delete the picture, Steve, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thanks very much, Steve. I got to go.
Oh, yeah? You're going to make me hang him down? Do I sound like an asshole?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think I'm there.
Steve Bozell.
Oh, my God. I hope for his sake that April wasn't listening, nor April Jr.
Yeah, I hope not April Jr. either.
What? And what is this?
This is a great song. This is called Boobabop. Yeah, Boobabop.
Boobabop? What the?
Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. It's been our great pleasure to serve you this evening. Don't forget, Friday night will be the Hollywood Improv. Get your tickets now, man. All right? We got James Adomian. We got Greg Hahn. We got Phil Henry and more and more to come. Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv Lab. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Phil Henry and Friends. Thanks so much to all of our guests this evening. Steve Bozell, who sounds like he needs a napkin or something, or maybe just a nap.
And we'd like to thank Steve Bozell and, of course, all of the great guests that we had on the program tonight, including Bob Green and Jeff Dowder. I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, make a move.
Yay! And the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if you deleted the tweet.
I haven't done it yet. I'm still in the studio.
All right, I'll be waiting to see.
Jesus Christ, dickhead. Hey, Steve. Steve. Hi, honey. Is your dad home?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Steve, don't call me up and tell me to delete tweets, okay?
Oh, my God, you said you were going to do it.
You know what? If you cry, I'm not going to do it.
What?
Okay, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.